It's time once again to visit with Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, your group has a strong reputation for treating sports-related injuries of all kinds. What are some of the more common sports-related injuries you see?
Sure. That's something we pride ourselves here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab, that we see a lot of active athletic type folks. We treat a lot of athletes, from professional type athletes to weekend warriors. I would think one of the most important things early on is that you recognize what kind of person you're dealing with. Because, you know, the professional athletes that we might work with, that's a very, very small percentage of our clinic. The majority of the people that we're working with in our clinic are a guy that goes out with his buddies and is like 40s, plays football and might, you know, have an acute low back injury or, you know, have something going on with his knee or ankle. That's who we see. So I think it's important that you recognize the, you know, the type of person or athlete that you are dealing with, because athletes are all going to, you know, they're going to respond a little bit differently, not only the way with treatment, but with what you recommend. And with my experience with like a professional athlete, this is what they do for a living. They're going to be very, very compliant. They're going to do exactly what you tell them to do because it's their livelihood. They want to heal as quickly as they possibly can, and they want to get back after it. Now, Jimmy Bob that played football with his pals over the weekend, that's a whole nother story, because he's not used to, you know, an injury. He doesn't recognize, you know, well, what limitations that he may have. He understands that he might not be able to bend or lift or do some things differently. So his compliance level might be a little bit different. So I think it's important that you recognize and that you handle each case individually. I think it's very important that you don't get wrapped up. If you just see an ankle, you just automatically assume it could be an ankle sprain, because, you know, just because two people might present with the same type of complaint, it could be two different things altogether. Now, obviously, the most common things that we're going to see related to sports types injuries are going to be, you know, just general sprain strains, acute, you know, repetitive type injuries related to what, you know, whatever sport they're playing, ankle sprains, knee problems, even low back and neck sprains. Unfortunately, you can get into some more significant injuries with, you know, fractures, dislocations, different things like that, meniscus, ligament injuries in the knees and shoulders and so forth, and even disc injuries in the low back and spine. So I think that it's important that you know, assess each patient individually, okay, kind of determine what, you know, what their level of compliance is going to be, and make a good determination of the problem and how we're going to treat it accordingly.
Generally speaking, and of course every situation is different, but do a lot of these injuries happen because the person didn't stretch enough, didn't know their limits? I mean, what usually leads to this?
That's a really good question. You know, a good athlete, you know, I read this a couple days ago, a good athlete can get away with bad form. A bad athlete doesn't use good form, you know, and so it's important that you have the mobility and the stability. With a lot of, you know, higher level type athletes, you know, they know what they need to be doing. They're training and so forth. A lot of times with the higher level and professional type athletes, it's typically going to be overuse. Like we've spoken about golfers, you know, the most common injury with a professional golfer is going to be into his wrist, believe it or not. And that's because he hits hundreds of golf balls a day. The most common injury related to an amateur golfer or someone that plays on the weekend, it's going to be low back pain because he doesn't use proper form and so forth. So I think it's very important that functionally we're able to move properly. When we break down with we have mobility issues, or we start to lose motion, we're going to set ourselves up for compensations, and compensations may lead to injury.
Now, we talk a lot about the many treatment options are available, the different paths you can take at Tulsa Spine and Rehab, but let's go down the rundown, because you've experienced some growth and changes over the last year or so. What are some of the different options available at Tulsa Spine and Rehab?
Sure. You know, general sprain strain injuries, you know, just initially we want to just, you know, provide them, you know, we want to make them feel better. We want to get the inflammation down. We want to, you know, reduce the pain. We might use ultrasound, e-stim, cold laser therapy, ice, and instruct them. I think that's one of the most important things that you do early on, is let them know what they should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing. We talked about staying active in the past. Chiropractic therapy, providing joint mobilization, reducing soft tissue adhesions, working on the soft tissues, clinical massage. We've brought on a personal fitness trainer who's able to work with these patients, you know, a little more in depth for some stability issues. Physical therapy, if it's a little more of a detailed problem, you know, Ryan Smith's really good with knees, shoulders, ligament, meniscus type injuries. We work closely with a lot of surgeons as well. We've even gone on to add acupuncture, naturopathic medicine. Acupuncture has been shown to be very effective for acute type situations and conditions for pain relief as well.
And you probably see a wide age range as well, don't you?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, but I would say that that mean age is going to be between the age of, you know, 40 to 60. It's a lot of guys that our brain, or a lot of folks that our brain says that we're, you know, we used to be a good athlete. We're, our brain says that we're able to do something. We go out and try to do something and we don't have the mobility or the stability to do something that we end up compensating. We might have a, you know, a general sprain strain or injure a joint. So it's that 40 to 60, but believe it or not, we're starting to see more and more kids, you know, teenagers, even younger than that, because these kids are getting very serious about sports and, mm-hmm. you know, the load and, you know, the time spent with training and practice, it's becoming too much for these kids. And we can discuss that at some other point, but, you know, I think with training kids, they need to be trained properly and so forth according to their age range. You know, they don't, a 10-year-old boy doesn't need to be training just like an 18-year-old boy, but we see a wide variety of ages, but it's typically going to be that 40 to 60 weekend warrior that we see here in the clinic.
If you've tweaked something while being physically active, the pain doesn't need to keep you out of the game. Contact Dr. Riley and his team of specialists at Tulsa Spine and Rehab, 918-743-3737.